Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lakeside Bank.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Kelly Krull.
With Wilson, heard loud and clear from Theo and Jed or whomever it may have been, Madden as well. There's nothing that breaks him more than knowing he's disappointed his teammates, his coaches, and his fan base. And I think he went home and then figured out, okay, how do I not do this again? And I think to self-reflect and realize you abandoned your routine, essentially, for him to admit that out loud to me, I was surprised. You know, he could have easily said, yeah, there's just things I need to do differently, right? I mean, it would have been that easy to say, I just need to change some things, I need to do some things differently. But no, he laid it all out there, what he did and didn't do.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Sam Vecenie is going to join us at 10. We will do the midday midway at 11. We will hear from Eric Edholm at 11:40. And then at 12:20, The Score's Eli Hershkovich is going to stop by in studio. He is a college basketball expert.
Guy's been killing it.
The guy knows a lot about everything when it comes to these teams and this tournament. So we look
Eli's
forward
coming.
To availing ourselves of his wisdom, because I admit it was not a high priority for me this college basketball season for whatever reason. Watched some games here and there, enjoyed some games here and there, but that's a guy who really knows what's going on with these matches.
We find smart people to talk to. That's
correct.
Our job.
312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR. The Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You can send a text, even a wayward text, to 67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We also have your opportunity to download the radio.com app.
I'm promoting the Bradley brand.
You must. Or your credential be revoked.
That's right.
So
get on the same page.
If you download and when you download the radio.com app, you'll be able to stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. I mentioned Twitter. I don't think I did. We're at
half of it. Something like that.
At Bernstein_MCK. You're at C1 McKnight. Mm-hmm.
You did that part.
Dan_Bernstein.
I think that's what you left out.
Okay, yeah, I think I did do that part. And we also have the cameras here. They show us. Brian Gertz has already come in and turned on lights to optimize the appearance of our video feed here, which you find at Facebook Live and watch670thescore.com. The producer's Jay Zawoski.
Hopefully Bill will be back. I'm sure some of you at home are perhaps hoping that he doesn't come back for overtime. Wooten and Cheatham jump it up, and it'll be Oregon possession to start the second half. There's Bill.
Bill Walton takes a bathroom break.
Oh, he did a Terry?
Yeah, during the game.
He just wandered down the hall to microwave his coffee? I don't know, buddy.
Terry would get caught talking to people.
Correct.
And forget he wasn't doing the show.
Correct.
I always thought that's what happened. When I would do updates for you guys and Terry would get lost or something like that, you just bring it back from break, mm-hmm. and then me and Maddie would talk with you or something. I always figured Terry was talking to someone in the hallway and thought he was still doing the show, but didn't realize he wasn't still doing the show because he was talking out loud to other people, but just thought he was on air when he was actually wandering the hallway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was
thinking. Just didn't know there wasn't a mic. He assumed that he was mic'd up or something. He just wasn't really aware.
Yeah.
On the board is Rick Camp.
I was thinking of that name, Ildemaro Vargas. It's a lovely name, but I always try to figure out what would be the, I don't know, what would be the word, the Americanization?
Right, English,
or the,
yeah. English translation to the name? Like
Ronaldo
that?
Would be Ron, and
right.
Patricio would be Pat. Here's a swing and a foul back out of play.
Antonio, Anthony, right? That old thing, right?
But now a name like El Demaro, I'm a little bit stumped. I don't know a lot of...
Could you take a crack at it?
Ildi. I've never known an Ildi in my life, but...
I've known a gunner, but not an Ildi.
Il Demaro, nice name.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
What was that?
Oh, it's brought it home for a landing.
It's the man's name.
Sort of.
Nice name, sort of. But nice I have a name. Real name. Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Why couldn't you name him Larry?
Terrific, terrific spring training broadcast.
Sort of.
It's out of nowhere.
We are in the middle of nowhere during this game, so...
It's not his fault.
Il Demaro von Vargas.
It's his name. It might be a family name. I don't know. In the back doing what he does, the executioner, Ray Diaz.
Remember the one year that Kentucky did not qualify for the NCAA? They had to go to the NIT, and because Rupp Arena was being used for something else, they couldn't use Rupp Arena for... An NIT game, they had to go on the road, and they lost. Calipari looked like he had been struck by a freight train when that game ended.
That's the freight train that takes out the one pane of glass.
Small teacup.
A little teacup is all it is. Is it me or does Les sound more nasal than he used to?
It's been a tough winter for those of us who suffer from the sinus issues.
Is that what it's been?
Yeah, it really has. It really has. It's been dry. It's been gross. It's been wrong. It's been weird.
So my personal favorite moment of the weekend, this was very, very, very early Sunday morning, right after all this stuff went down with the idiots over at Bradley.
Yeah.
I know it's been well covered that they're ass pack of a coach decided that he was going to use this opportunity rather than celebrating the team's conference championship.
No, time to settle scores.
Yes, rather than trying to make sure it's the most rewarding, enjoyable moment, an important moment for his players, he decided that he was going to pick a petty fight with a beat writer after threatening the guy the year before. We're going to get good, and I'm going to remember who my friends are. Let me tell you something about this guy, Brian Wardle. What an absolute walking piece of crap this guy is. You talk about the Steve Alford starter set.
Yeah, you got receipts.
You talk about this dude. This dude went from Clarendon Hills. He went to, where was it? One of the big high schools, Hinsdale, I think. He played at Hinsdale, played at Marquette. I covered him as a player, and I had, when this started to go down, I was in touch with a couple people. So one of his former coaches took the time to contact me. And so,
he reached out to you.
As this was happening, one of his former coaches, this guy, first of all, this is not even to bring up what happened. This guy at UW Green Bay, officially censured.
That's right.
For abusing his players, for mistreating his players.
Maybe he needs to find new ways to motivate our players. I think that was the gist of the quote from Wisconsin Green Bay.
Required to have a special advisor who to be with him at all times.
We need someone to watch the Watchmen. It's not going well here in Phoenix.
So this is this coach requested anonymity and it was granted, and then he just got out a can of kerosene. He called him a spoiled baby. He said pouted when he didn't get his way. And this is my favorite. This is juxtaposed with Brian Wardle's talking about sacrifice, getting out of your comfort zone, a culture of sacrifice. His former coach said he never wanted to change positions. If I decided to go small, he refused to play the four. If I wanted to go to another lineup, he refused to defend two guards. He wanted to defend who he wanted to defend and play the position he wanted to play, no exceptions. I couldn't experiment with different lineups or offensive or defensive schemes with him on the floor. If it was out of his comfort level, he was just not doing it. Then he said, not to mention his condescending attitude towards teammates and all the sarcasm and the snide side comments.
Go Bears!
Why did Bradley even hire this idiot?
Couldn't tell you. He's got him into an NCAA tournament, so good for you.
Congratulations.
You know what struck me most, struck me quickly over the weekend when I was reading about this story, was it was a Matt Nagy quote, believe it or not, When he was talking about Cody Parkey going on the national interview, you know, the morning show, the morning Today Show, or the hell he was on, and talking about, just in my resiliency and bounce back and just got to live the next day and blah, blah, blah. Nagy said it didn't strike me as much as a we thing.
Yeah, that was a me thing.
Didn't strike
more of a
me
we
much
thing.
Of a we thing. Mm-hmm. And we're about we things here, not me things. So you've got the head coach, ostensibly a caretaker for a bunch of college kids who are, again, ostensibly student athletes and involved in pursuits other than basketball. And I guess at a school like Bradley, I mean, you know, you're not getting drafted. You're not going to the NBA. Maybe you've got a kid or two that goes to play. I mean, in the scope of your coaching career at Bradley, you've got a kid or two who goes over to Europe and plays for a little while and makes some decent money. But this is mostly a team of kids that are going to go professional, like the commercial loves to say, in something other than basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
But instead of this head coach setting it up so that this can be a celebration of a long-time rebuild and getting yourself out from a season where you haven't won games.
Maybe
really
the way Porter Moser did it. Maybe kind of the way Loyola made this a national celebration.
Something like that. And you trotted out all the best of your university, whether it's Sister Jean or the alum or the Harry Potter scarves or all that stuff. Maybe you put all that stuff on display. Instead, you want to settle scores from your 5-27 2015-2016 year. You need to even things out after coming away from a team in Green Bay where you were censured for being a jerk.
And it's also not like it's the same school that sports a specific school of sports communication. The name on that school of sports communication is that of Charlie Steiner, who donated a ton of time and money to create this school. And kudos to him, as he told the Peoria Journal Star. This is Charlie Steiner, who said, "It's so sad on so many levels. My name is attached to all of this. The school of sports communication includes journalism, ethics, what's right and wrong. This whole episode goes against the grain of everything I believe in." It's because of one guy. And you could talk about all these lickspittles that are doing Wardle's business for him. There's another aspect to this, too, and it's the idea that what's happened to sports information departments across the country, where the SID, that executive, that used to be a powerful administrative adult.
At some schools, it still is.
Where the SID wasn't just some obsequious Uriah Heep acting at the behest of some overpowered coach. Because that's what they are. A lot of these are just flacks. They're lickspittles working for a coach. As whoever this guy was, Jason Vinetsky or whatever his name is, little turd box, said – it used to be that you would have an SID who at least was on the same kind of footing to say, no, I don't care, coach.
Yeah, these are decisions we make.
Deal with it.
We have policies, and we're going to enact these policies.
Yeah, but that has been allowed, especially when you get these megalomaniacal coaches in the Alford mold. And that's really what Brian Wardle is, a tin pot dictator jerkwad who thinks and you know what? And after I publish this, after I put this out – what I heard from my phone started blowing up.
Really?
My DMs started blowing up from basketball people. Everybody hates him. Everybody hates this guy.
Not a great place to be.
I don't know if he's got a friend left in the business, and I cannot figure out why Bradley wants him associated with this
school. There's two things here for me. It's one thing to eventually even some things out for yourself. You know, nobody's so thick-skinned that stuff in the past doesn't stick with you a little bit. Nobody's so thick-skinned that a couple of insults here or there about the way you do your job, about something that that Wardle has poured himself into, won't stick at some point. So take his actual personal history out of this, the fact that he wouldn't switch positions and wanted to guard whoever the hell he wanted when he was playing in whatever league he was stuck in. Take that out of it for a second and just realize that as a human being, when your livelihood is attacked, when the way that you comport yourself is attacked, when your censure is brought up maybe time and time again or whatever it is, that's going to stick with you some. It is yet another thing, though, to the moment you achieve any kind of success, like the instant.
Your first thought.
You get just a little taste, just a small amount of, hey, we did it. We, like the we goes away completely and you feel the need to napalm everything on the way through. Like you just have to, like the first thing on your mind isn't, all right, let's scout this next opponent. Let's make sure we get a win. Oh, these kids are going to be so happy. Let's make sure they get the tutors and everything because they're going to spend 3 weeks away from school. They win a game or two. Let's make sure that we have all this set. No, it's what is the easiest way for me to settle some petty scores right damn now.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Spring football is underway. Join Coach Fitz and the Cats this fall at Ryan Field. Matchups include Ohio State and Iowa. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Compare and contrast that with Tom Izzo. And I've got my issues with Izzo. I've got my issues with the way he has handled some the sexual assault cases, the way he misstepped multiple times publicly in his commentary about what went on that campus, on his watch. They've been embattled. But at least he had the wherewithal to say, I don't even want to hear about the tournament right now. We're going to enjoy the fact that we just won this conference. Yep. Let these kids enjoy the fact. You know, it ended up being an exhibition game.
It
really was. It didn't matter. But at least he knew that it was time for a wee thing. For
yeah, it players. Ended up being an exhibition game. But you could say that once you go into that, you lose Aarons, and that's an emotional moment for that team. You come back out with what were they, 12 or something like that, with about 8.5 to play. That's an emotional comeback for them. That's their rival. And for those kids, you can imagine, and for Izzo, you know, you could imagine that being something that you're stuck in, too, that you're embroiled in anyway. I mean, the difference is, too, with Bradley and the way they've handled this, you know, you get schools that apologize. You get schools that make amends the best they can, or the people, there are consequences involved for this kind of thing. They apologized throughout the weekend, and they sent out their Twitter handles and all that kind of stuff, and they sent their tweets and their apologies and their PR statements. This isn't something that you get credit for apologizing on. It's not. I mean, this was a concerted decision-making process that led you to ban someone who was just trying to report on your team.
And then double down on it with a midnight tweet about it from your official account? Come on.
You don't get credit for apologizing here. You don't. You operated this way, and you chose to operate this. You went into this wanting to operate like that.
This segment's brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. When we come back, let's just get a reset on the tournament as a whole. And because there's a story here. I mean, there's clearly a story to this tournament.
There are 67 teams plus Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
That's my story.
Pretty much, right? One way or another, that's what's looming over mm-hmm. everything. And then you look at the Bulls playing the Suns, and you think, maybe if you can get them, you can add a win to the Suns' total. Can't hurt, could help, right?
Yeah.
I think maybe you start Cristiano Felicio and you rest some guys.
How many spots can he play at the same time, though, is the thing. Like, do you think he could run the one and the two maybe at the same time? That would be very helpful in your pursuit of Zion Williamson. We'll get to the bracket when we come back. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Getting Zion back, of course, is huge. You know, half of our conference schedule, we didn't have our full team, and no one's going to feel sorry for us, and I'm not feeling sorry for me. It just, that's the way it was. And now if we can get Marquise back with this group, it'll be good. But winning this is kind of remarkable, really.
No, it isn't.
See, yeah.
Except no.
Challenge. It's not all that remarkable. You got Zion back. I think the remarkable thing is he's 19 years old, so you know, a little tweak of the knee, something that he ought to be able to bounce back. And you caught him talking, what was it, before the weekend started or after they'd won their first one? Yeah, after they'd won their first, his first game back, he's talking afterwards saying, I could have come back earlier. I was probably ready to bounce back a game or two before this, but they wanted to be pretty cautious about things and get me back into it healthy as possible. The remarkable thing is that he has bounced back as quickly as he has, and everything's fine, and he still has that hop to his game. I mean, he went 13 for 13 in his first game back, for God's sake. And I told you that I wanted to make the apology, and I wanted it to stick, unlike the apology that Bradley's trying to offer over the weekend. Like, this should stick. I forgot, and I'm sorry. That guy...
I forgot.
That guy can do all of those things, and I want all of those things on an NBA team immediately. I want it now. I want it.
Yeah, that's it. It's really what this is the, and that's kind of cool because you have to go back. I think there were two. I would say Anthony Davis at Kentucky and Carmelo Anthony at Syracuse. This is probably the third in that group
iteration
the obvious best player in this whole thing.
So heading into it, yes, I'd agree with you. However, just for your consideration, Kemba Walker took over a tournament on his way through. But no one knew he was going to do that.
Until that final game that was one of the worst basketball games ever played.
Yeah. I can't dispute that. I'm not going to fight you on that. But he went through his conference tournament. Kemba was everything for them on the way in. But you didn't have that expectation all season long that Kemba Walker was going to be that guy through the NCAA tournament. So I offer that for your consideration. Will you put that in your group of three with Melo, with AD, and with what's going to be Zion here? Or does Kemba stand outside those three looking in?
I think he's slightly outside.
That's fair.
The performance was
great.
That's fine. But to me, I think it matters how you feel about the footprint and the presence of that guy going in.
The hype matters.
Right.
I mean, nothing mattered more in college basketball than Zion blowing out a shoe.
Okay. Now,
it dominated a storyline for a week and a half.
All right, I'm going through this, and we're going to play a little game here.
Okay.
Let's play Where the Hell.
Okay? I love this game.
It's just based on something I think was published first in Deadspin, like 2013. First four, we're going to play Where the Hell.
Uh-huh. What do you want, state?
Where the hell is Fairleigh Dickinson?
Virginia.
I think it's New York.
Oh, damn. Is it?
I don't know.
Definitely east. Definitely east of here.
Yeah. Could you guys fact check this in real time? You mind?
Any way to do that?
No, I've got visitors. I'll fire up the Google machine.
Yeah. Fairleigh Dickinson. Okay. I think it's somewhere in New York State or New Jersey. No?
No. New Jersey. Yeah, it's New Jersey. New Jersey. Yeah.
All right.
Nailed it.
Prairie View. I got no clue.
That's in
Mississippi?
Texas? Yeah, it's Prairie View, Texas. That Prairie View, not the other Prairie View, which everyone goes.
Belmont.
That's another East Coast. That's Connecticut?
I'm going to say North Carolina.
Virginia. Tennessee. It's Tennessee.
Belmont's in Tennessee. Was that the same one that used to be called Belmont Abbey?
No.
It's not. Is Belmont the same as Belmont Abbey?
Belmont, Nashville, Tennessee, joined the Ohio Valley Conference in July 2012. They left the A-Sun. No, according to this wiki, it doesn't have anything on there.
Okay.
About that.
Liberty.
Liberty.
That I know is in Virginia because we used to play them in baseball and they would make all sorts of anti-Semitic comments.
You got Liberty.
Bunch of
Liberty University?
Oh,
bad baseball team then.
Well, it was the JV team that we were playing, and they spent the entire time beating our brains in and making Jew comments. So that was lovely. Let's see. Where the hell is Murray State?
Murray State. Well, that one, everybody's going to learn that very quickly because the Racers.
Ohio, right?
No, it's Kentucky. It's on the other side of the river.
I thought it was Ohio.
No, it's on the other side.
Damn it.
Murray State operates extended campuses offering upper-level graduate courses in Paducah, Hopkinsville, Madisonville, and Henderson.
Of course.
Some of it, technically, yes, but Kentucky.
Okay.
What else you got for me?
Where the hell is Gardner Webb?
No idea. I want to say that's the one that's in Virginia.
I'm going to guess Alabama.
No, that is North Carolina.
It is?
Yep, North Carolina.
Are you sure?
It's a private four-year Christian university in Boiling Springs,
North Carolina. Okay.
Founded as a Baptist institution in 1905, Dan.
All right.
We probably should have known. Gardner Webb.
Okay, which St. Mary's is this that's playing Villanova?
Which side of the bracket is that? That's the California.
There's a St. Mary's, Texas.
But they beat Gonzaga in the conference tournament.
Gotcha. That's the St. Mary's Gales.
Okay, because the St. Mary's, Texas team used to be a really good defensive team.
Yeah.
And actually, St. Mary's of Texas, which one was the school attended by?
Patty Mills?
Mahershala Ali.
I think that's also the Gales. No?
Is that the California or the Texas?
It's also
one?
The Gales.
Okay.
California.
Yeah, because he played there, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. See, Colgate, I know. Some people don't. Colgate is upstate New York.
Yes.
I only know that because my daughter was looking. It was on her list. Where is Iona, or as they pronounce it there, Ioner?
Iona is New York, and I know that because I was reading through as many nuggets as I could for some of the smaller teams. Did you know that for Iona, 4 of every 10 of their attempted shots is a three-pointer?
And they're also the Gales.
They're also the Gales?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right?
4 of every 10 of their shots that go up is a three-pointer, so look out for Iona behind the line.
And where is Wofford?
Where
is Wofford?
Wofford is in the Southern Conference. I know that because
Wofford-thin.
My cousin played at the Citadel.
Which is in South Carolina, right?
Citadel's in South Carolina, and I think Wofford is also in South Carolina.
It?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be.
That's their that's their rival game, the Citadel and Wofford. Well, when those two get there, you throw the record books out, man.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division and Holiday Bowl champions at Ryan Field this fall when they host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Let's get some scouting reports to some of the players that matter and some college basketball thoughts from Sam Vecini of The Athletic. He is coming up next on Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.